Jason Breer's atrocious breath sample readings, registering up to 4 times the legal limit, will cost him big bucks and the loss of his driving privileges for a year. The 47-year-old man was fined $3,000 Tuesday after he pleaded guilty to over 80 when he was in court to face a number of charges. He also was convicted of assault, breach of probation, and 4 counts of failing to comply with a release order. Breer assaulted his common law partner on June 10, twisting her wrist and punching her on top of the head with his fist during an argument, Ontario Court Justice Heather Mendes heard. On that same date, he recorded atrocious breathalyzer readings of 320 and 300 milligrams of alcohol in 100 milliliters of blood when he provided police with breath samples, prosecutor Karen Pritchard said. The accused was released on bail September 11 and 10 days later breached his release order by contacting the woman and showing up at her Church Street residence. When officers responded to the call, they found Breer on the floor hiding under a blanket, the assistant Crown attorney said. A justice of the peace released him from custody on September 22 with a condition that he not to be within 25 meters of her home. On October 13, the property owner contacted police because Breer had been there, yelling outside the woman's window, before hopping into his vehicle and taking off. He was arrested on November 16 and has been in custody since then, Pritchard said. Breer has a criminal record with multiple convictions for assault as well as breaches of court orders, she told Mendes. The Crown and Defense Counsel Adrian Hagen jointly recommended he receive a global sentence of 90 days for the assault and breaches. With the enhanced credit he received for his pre-sentence custody, he faces a further 3 days behind bars. Hagen noted her client's record has significant gaps, including a 15-year period with no convictions, indicating he knows how to stay away from criminality. Breer has always maintained employment, and when he is released he will be splitting and delivering firewood, the defense said. His goal is to be involved in a logging operation. I'm sorry for my actions and wasting taxpayers' money, Breer told the judge, indicating what had happened was totally uncalled for. He said he is anxious to get out of jail, to see his family and get his life back on track. When she imposed sentence, Mendes cited the partner assault and alcohol readings as aggravating factors. Calling his actions a lapse in judgment, she told Breer that hopefully he won't be before the court again after experiencing a hard lesson in reality. Breer will be on probation for 18 months, with conditions to take any recommended counseling, including the partner assault response, PAR, program. He can have no contact with the woman and must remain 50 meters away from her. Mendes also imposed a 5-year weapons prohibition and ordered him to provide a DNA sample for the National Registry. The judge also gave him 24 months to pay the $3,000 fine.